Are you struggling to regain sustainability in your life and create a positive life stance? If so, listen in as courageous women share their empowering struggle of how they came through the trenches to restart and recreate a victorious life worth living. They took their power back. Learn the secrets of how they did it, and you can too. Welcome to the Real Heart Talk podcast and 360 Network for Women. And here's your host, Pamela Duran.
Hello, Real Heart Talk. You are enough listeners. Today, we have a special guest, Alicia Michelle. She is an award-winning host of Christian Mindset Podcast Hosts, and she's also a mindset coach for women. She is an author, freelance writer, a certified neuro coach, Bible teacher, women's event speaker, and she talks about your mindset reset, anxiety, relief, perfectionism, spiritual growth, and confidence building. Her podcast equips Christian women with proven brain-based mindset strategies and biblical truth for healing from anxiety, overwhelm, people-pleasing, for more peace and calm. So we are excited to have you today, Alicia Michelle. Welcome.
Yay. Thank you so much. I'm glad to be here.
Yes, I feel like you as the expert, not just for women, but on mindset coaching and especially that neuro coaching, you're really going to be able to pour into our listeners today. Yeah, so let's just jump right in.
Okay.
In your experience, what are the top three limiting beliefs Christian women deal with and what do you recommend to overcome them?
Wow. I would say that it's going to vary for each person. So I'm not going to say these are the only ones that we struggle with. I would, if I could approach it maybe from a different angle and say there, the things that keep us from believing those truths about ourselves, which kind of end up being those statements, would be fear, obviously. That's a huge one. And that usually sounds like It can sound like lots of different things. Interestingly, it can sound straight out like fear, or it can sound like avoiding things. Sometimes we hide in other things because we don't believe we can move forward in something, even though we feel like God's calling us to it. There's that fear, and the survival mind is always trying to keep us safe from being hurt. So that's a limiting belief, that just any sort of fear. And then just, I think that there is this break in trust that can happen for a lot of us who have known Christ a long time, go to church, do the right thing, but we have this difficulty in stepping out to that next level or believing the truth that he says about us. And what I find, it's so interesting, like the second week of a course that I teach called the Christian Mindset Makeover, we tackle this subject because it's really one of the first things we have to talk about. And that is that we know God's truth to be true. We say it every week at church, right? But then why don't we believe it? What is going on with us that keeps us from doing what we really want to do or believing what he really says about us? And what I find is that there is this some sort of break in the trust, almost like a foundation on a house where there has been maybe some sort of disappointment or some sort of way that God answered differently than we were expecting. And just like in a relationship, if we haven't dealt with that and worked through it, it can be this dividing factor in there. And so I say that to say that, you know, a lot of times God asks us to believe things about ourselves that we don't necessarily believe, you know, that we are enough in him. And we're so quick to say all the faults that we have, that he will fulfill the promises he has for our life. And we're like, yeah, Lord, well, I don't know if I see it right now happening. So he asks us to step out into trust. And if there is that break somehow in the trust, it's really hard for our logical mind can go, oh, okay, yeah, I'm going to try to trust, but there's this resistance happening subconsciously. And that's what I love to help women discover, figure out, look at from a loving perspective, not like a, well, I'm bad, I should just believe this. I need to be fixed, but just to go, you know, God sees that in you and he's okay. He wants to love you through it. He wants to have compassion for you and has grace for you in that. And when that is healed, that inner thought process is healed, then it's so much easier for us to believe these truths and to move forward. And the limiting beliefs that are there aren't, they're pulled away. They kind of slide off, or they may be present, but we have so much more unity in our mind between that subconscious survival brain and the logical mind that it's like, oh, I can accept what God is saying about me. And it becomes so much easier to move forward.
Yeah. It almost seems like that limiting belief or whatever happened as a child mm-hmm. is like stuck deep down, and then mm-hmm. they just revert back to it. Our robot brain just goes back to that. talking about for that survival.
It's so interesting because there's three questions that in terms of identity and the issues that I deal with, like perfectionism and anxiety and people pleasing, things like that, it mm-hmm. tends to really come back to these, when we boil down all of the thoughts we're having and the feelings we're having around it, our brain has answered these three questions in a certain way. Am I enough? Am I loved? And am I worthy? And how our brain has answered that question is going to dictate how we respond to each of those things. So for example, a lot of those things are formed. Those soundtracks are formed between the ages of like 9 to 13. So if we learned in that time frame that in order to be worthy or to be good enough or to be loved, it was achieving or getting good grades in school or being liked by a guy or whatever it is, then without realizing it, we can grow up with that as the soundtrack, because the brain is just absorbing that as this is how we're supposed to respond, right? If we feel, you know, we feel this and we get this love when we do this. And so that's the response I'm going to keep operating from. We logically can go beyond that and know from the Lord that we're different and that's not how he wants us to be. But when there's that dissonance happening, that formed often in childhood by these patterns, yes, that is when we're like, okay, this is the conflict that's happening and the limiting beliefs start to form. So yeah, we can address those that often are formed in those early childhood years or from some sort of trauma later on and get to the root of them. And then we can move forward for healing.
I love that. And I love that you talk about healing, because mm-hmm. I was just thinking this actually today, is we're not only need physical healing, but we right. need emotional healing yes. as women going forward in Christ and assuming our position mm-hmm. in ministry. And can you speak to that a little bit? What are some things or practices that you can help women with that emotional healing?
Oh, absolutely. This is one of my favorite topics. I have a book coming out around emotions this fall. And
awesome.
We talk about a specific method that we use, or I use in my coaching, to help women know how to walk through an emotion and manage it. Because I think that emotions are these like check engine lights in our body, that they're ways that God is just alerting us to something that we're feeling or experiencing. It's just a reaction that we're having to people, situations, our hormones, like all of these things. And we are so quick to say, well, that's just wrong or bad, and I need to, you know, just believe God's truth. Well, of course we want to get aligned with God's truth. At the same time, God is with us through every stage of an emotion. God mm-hmm. is with us in seeing the emotion and acknowledging it for what it is and having compassion, like, yeah, that really was not great that happened to you. I'm so sorry that happened to you. He's there in that. And we can lean into him in that. He's there in the part of the process where we can go, okay, so now what am I supposed to do with this? How am I supposed to believe this? How am I supposed to process this? He's there to give us the truth. Like, this is the truth about how the situation is, or this is where I want you to be feeling, or this is how I want you to be feeling based on my truth, the Bible. And then he's there to help us decide what to do with it. So we can have an emotion and feel all of it with Christ at our side, but we don't have to stay stuck in it. We don't have to let it drag us down and you know, just ruin our whole day. We can ask him, okay, Lord, where do you want me to emotionally dwell in light of the fact that I'm feeling this very real feeling? Like, it made sense that I'm mad about this. And yet your truth says, don't take revenge. You know, how do you want me to proceed? And he can be in every single part of that process. And so it's a very real part of our lives as humans. We're not going to get away from our emotions, but I think it's an opportunity for us to invite Christ in each of these different areas and lean into him and lean into his wisdom, lean into his compassion, lean into his bravery and courage that we need to say no to our flesh sometimes and to lean into the truth. So yeah, it's an opportunity to grow in him in our relationship with Christ.
I love that because it is a partnership with God. You know, our soul is our mind, our will, and our emotions. You know, when you get all those working together, going toward Him, then that builds momentum, you know, for Christ, and it helps us. And I love that you are helping women, you know, talk through each one of those, unpack your will, your mind, emotions, you know, to really, I love that, check in. You're checking in with yourself, with your emotions, with your soul, you know.
Right.
And even the Bible talks about how David strengthened himself. He talked to his soul, you know, bless the Lord, oh my soul. And that's exactly what we should do.
Right.
I just love that you're an expert in this and you are helping so many women, and you're award-winning. Y'all, she's award winning.
Thank you. That's very nice of you. Yes. Yes. Thank you.
So, me and Alicia Michelle met at the Spark Media Conference. Let's just talk about how we met. And she is so lovely. She sings, she has a beautiful podcast. And I really cannot wait for your book. That is going to help so many women check in with their emotions and understand how to. I want to say sit with them, but how to, you know, move forward from a biblical standpoint, because a lot of times, and I'm sure you deal with this, people are in ego, you know, instead of in God. And when we get in ego with our emotions, nothing good is going to come out of that.
Right. Yeah.
So have you seen people? Yeah. Can you speak to them?
Yeah, I was going to say, I feel like there's two extremes that we have when we talk about emotions. There's the extreme that tends to be kind of more common, maybe I would say, if we could say in the world's perspective, in that feel your emotions are your guide, let them tell you what to do. Yes to your emotions, right? There's that side. And then there's the side that I feel like is more, this side is more talked about in the church, and that's the, well, God's truth is supreme. And so just if you feel something, just tell it to be quiet and sit down and need to listen to what God's word says. And that's it. And I feel like there's an in-between, right? We don't want our emotions to ever come before God's truth. God's truth is supreme. That's what we're supposed to listen to. That is our final authority. Right. Yet Jesus was an emotional person. David was an emotional person. Esther was emotional. Like, we could go on and on, all these Bible characters, Moses, all these people who had emotions, and they used them as opportunities to tap into the Lord and to connect with Him. So what if our emotions, well, and besides all of that, let's just step back a second and go, you know, God made our bodies. He made our bodies to respond to this world. So why would He, if emotions are bad, then why would He make our bodies respond to this world in a way that was bad? This is how we're wired to respond. If somebody yells at you and slaps you across the face, you're not going to, of course you're going to be angry, right? That's a natural response. The key is we can feel the emotion, but we don't have to let it take over. We can know the truth, but we can let the truth guide us and comfort us in our emotions and help us make a decision that's going to be honoring to God, and also acknowledging the fact that this is annoying or frustrating or exhausting or disappointing or whatever it is. We can feel both because Christ is in both, and we don't have to be afraid to let them be heard. I think a lot of times, especially Christian women, we're afraid that if we give voice to our emotions, we're going to be stuck in a pity party. When honestly, what the science shows is that an emotion takes about 90 seconds to pass through our brain. That if we can embrace it and kind of let it do its thing, some of the things I've recommended is, like, you can set a timer, right? Feel all the feels, you know, for like 5 minutes, do your little thing, have your pity party, feel sad. And then at the end of that, it's like, okay, Lord, help me transition. I've had my moment to feel it, right? Because sometimes emotions are so big. And yes, it's not like we can just snap through emotions quickly. Some things are devastating and horrific. We're not saying that, like, oh, just pop through the emotions. Like, some things take months to process, and we're going to go between acknowledging them and discerning how to get the truth in there and deciding what God wants us to do. We're going to be bouncing all over the place. But in that process, again, we have Christ with us to not just dismiss the emotion, but to see it as a check engine light to something else going on. I mean, how else would we know that we are frustrated with God or with something that's going on in our life if we don't have an emotion behind it to alert us to it? So we're just noticing it and letting truth partner with the emotion versus being afraid that either one of them is going to take over and we're not going to be able to be heard about the emotion if we focus just on the truth, or we're going to let that become our pity party moment if we focus on the emotion. So I feel like there's a balance is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, no, I love that. I agree too. And I love the 90-second rule.
Yes.
Let's all just try that. Set a timer 90 seconds. Okay, we're done with that. Now let's, what scripture can we say to, you know, just lift us up? And
leaning into, whatever works for you. It could be 90 seconds. It could be 10 minutes, whatever, depending on how much it's there. And what is that next logical step? We might need some sort of compassionate verse to help us through that. You know, we don't instantly have to hit ourselves over the head of this is what you need to do. Right. You know, again, God is with us in a compassionate sense too, as we're transitioning and processing. So I agree with you. Yes.
I love that. That'll definitely help our listeners. Because emotional healing is a lot. I have a book. It starts within you, heart, mind, emotions, deceive. And it is a lot about that. It's an inside job. And you hear everybody inside out, right? We're living inside out. So when those emotions come, obviously, like you said, I love the check-in, like an engine light. There's something inside you that you just need to deal with. And Alicia Michelle is a beautiful mindset coach that can help you. If you need one, I'm just going to plug you right there. Okay.
So. Yay.
Okay. So you're welcome. You also do neuro coaching. So can you just explain what that is and how you use it in your coaching?
Yes. So I'm certified as a neuro coach, which just means that I have been trained to understand how the mind works. I am not I'm not a scientist with a PhD behind my name, but I understand enough about how thoughts form in the mind, specifically in the subconscious mind. And I've been trained to use a specific technique, one of them called brain priming. That's the one I probably use the most, brain priming, to really get to the root of how those subconscious thoughts are formed in our mind and replace them with a new set of thoughts that we can cling to. So let me give you an example of how that all works. So our subconscious mind, we have the logical brain, which is called the prefrontal cortex. And then we have just a general term for the subconscious mind. There's the limbic system, lots of things. But the subconscious mind is the part of our brain that systemizes and is like a supercomputer. So it takes all of the information that is around us and says, how can I make a pattern? How can I make this easier? Its job is to keep us alive. Its job is to keep us surviving. So it's always looking for shortcuts. And it's the reason why we can create a habit, or we can learn like how to eat with a fork. We don't have to learn how to eat with a fork every day because our brain learned that. And it just automatically, for lack of a better term, runs a script, so to speak, that, okay, when we have a fork, we put this in our mouth, then we eat just like this. So that's great for riding a bike, learning how to eat with a fork, speaking a language, even things like that. But if there have been things that have happened about how we are supposed to be defined inside, like, for example, we were saying about being enough, being loved, there are also those patterns, because that part of the mind is not analyzing, oh, this is good, this is bad. That's the prefrontal cortex, the logical part. It's just taking it in and going, oh, okay, so when we get to this situation, this is what we're supposed to do. So if we've developed those patterns of being somehow creating these subconscious patterns of, if I'm doing this, then I'm loved. If I'm doing this, then I'm enough. Then that is the script that is running, especially when we are in stressful situations, because our logical mind turns off. So all of that's to say, a lot of us are running with these subconscious scripts about who we are, even though we logically know the truth about what God says we are. And so my job, using these techniques as a Christian mindset coach, is to take that what I learn about that person and using exercises or coaching different ways to help them figure out what is that in there, how did it form? And then we use brain priming, which is a specific scientific technique to figure out what are those soundtracks that are there and what needs to be put in place of it. So it takes 64 to 67 days to do this. And it is literally dismantling the neural networks that have been created around that thought pattern. So instead of how the brain works is like, if I always had this stimulus and then I chose this path A every single time, that's just strengthened and strengthened and strengthened every time it's happening. But if I begin to introduce, when that stimulus happens, a B path, if I keep choosing the B path, eventually the pathway or the highway, so to speak, like if you're thinking about it, like a freeway, it begins to be dismantled and the brain goes, oh, okay, this is the way we're doing it now. All right. And so there begins to be this new traffic going this new way. That's a foundational change in the mind. And that is what, you know, if we're lining that up with what God says about us, then that's what we can use our logical mind to connect to. And it's like, there's no longer the fighting that's happening in our brain. So that's what I help women do is through at the Christian Mindset Makeover. That's what we do is we figure out what is behind those soundtracks. What is there? How did they get there? What do we need to hear in order to find healing in those areas? What do we need to surrender? What do we need to admit? What, you know, what needs to happen? And then we create these specific statements that we are listening to twice a day for 64 to 67 days. And through this power of repetition, at certain times of the day, the subconscious mind is more open. The brain is absorbing it. And you begin to see these things start to change on a level that's, you can't even really describe. It's because it's just becoming this automatic response. Women will tell me like, oh, you know, that happened. And it was weird. Like I didn't freak out like I normally do, or this person, like my kid said this, and normally that just would have shot me through the roof. Right. And I was like, no, you know, I'm okay. I can handle it. And so we begin to see these changes happen. And then it's like, wow, that's when things like confidence can build. That's when joy can build, because there's no longer the fighting between what we know to be true and what we, you know, from what we're really operating from. Does that make sense? So that's what, yes, I do with the neurocoaching side of things, is using the science side, how our brain worked, to use for the glory of God, to get our brains aligned with what God's word says about us. Because you can use brain priming for lots of things, but I mean, what a greater application than to get our minds in line with the mind of Christ that we have.
I love that. And repetition is the key to success. Mm-hmm. Being an IT and a quality assurance person, you know, that's what we always say. So yeah. I love that you're helping people overcome these patterns of the past. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're helping them really drop those limiting beliefs and patterns of the past. And you just see it more and more today. I think in the, like my mom moved in with us, you know, everybody maybe have somebody living with them or their parents are getting older, but she moved in with us. And I'm like, she is in the traditional mindset. You know, she has those limiting patterns and things, you know, and I just speak positivity, you know, into her, because a positive thought is 100 times more powerful than anything negative. So it is a great work that you're doing with that. Thank you. Yeah, I love it. So one question I have about that, or if you can share a little teeny tiny, because I know women deal with anxiety. What is one statement that women can say to deal with anxiety that would just help them start transitioning or start thinking, you know, not anxious, but something more calming, or to relieve anxiety?
Yeah, that's kind of hard to answer, because I don't want to give just, it's kind of like, if I was to go to the doctor, or you and I would go to the doctor and they were to say, hey, my leg hurts, can you give me something for it? And it's like, well, there could be 1,000 things that are causing your leg to hurt. So the same thing with anxiety.
Yeah.
There could be 1,000 things that are causing the anxiety. So I would say to start the process, it starts by first noticing what's going on in your mind. What are the thoughts? What are the triggers for it? Why is it happening? When is it happening? What are the patterns? One of the greatest exercises you can do is to begin to do something. It's called morning pages. It was first popularized by a lady named Julia Cameron in her book, The Artist's Way. And it is kind of journaling, but not really, in that you have a journal, but you write 3 pages every day of just anything in your mind, just whatever. You could write your to-do list. You could write, I hate doing this. You could write that all day for three days. But the point of it is that you are getting the thoughts in your head down on paper, and you're beginning to let all that junk that we have that bounces around inside, putting it down in a place where now our logical mind can look at it and begin to draw patterns and parallels. Like, oh, wow, I say that to myself a lot. Or that, you know, that's really interesting that every time this happens, I feel like this, or I say that to myself. And so something like anxiety, when we can begin to go, what's behind it? And then this is so important to not be super critical about it being there, because we're so quick to judge ourselves for that. Like, well, you know, I feel anxious when I talk to this person. Well, I shouldn't feel anxious because God's got me and he's going to take care of me. And I don't have to worry about anything because the Lord is my strength. I mean, we just like, in a you know, helpful attempt, try to help ourselves. But in reality, it's like, yes, that's where we're going, all of those truths. But to get there, there's a bridge that has to happen first, right? There's this like, but there's a reason why that's happening. Again, back to the check engine light. Like, there's a reason why you feel that anxiety. What is that really saying? What's really going on under there? Why does it make sense? That's a great question to ask. Why does it make sense that you're feeling like this? Why is it plausible? And beginning to see those patterns and then moving on from there. But that's the first step. And that can be hugely enlightening, because once we begin to see why it's there and what's causing it, then we can go, oh, this is the medicine that my brain really needs in that moment. Half the time with anxiety, what's really interesting is sometimes we need soothing, right? We need to be calmed down and you're going to be okay. And sometimes we just need to get the energy out. We just need to push it out. So, I mean, that's part of it too. It's learning to listen to what's going on and seeing the patterns and then having those tools so that we can begin to address it in the moment.
So that's one thing I was thinking too, that this is tailor-made for each one of your clients.
Oh, absolutely.
Like you were talking about. Yeah. Yeah. So it, and that's great, because then you can dive deeper with mm-hmm. each person to really surface what the underlying root cause is. That's wonderful. Right.
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay. So I have to ask this.
Okay.
Because I'm a recovering people pleaser. So
yeah.
As a mindset coach for women, how do you help them, you know, release those people pleasing thoughts and tendencies? Help us, Alicia Michelle.
Help us. Oh, people pleasing. That is definitely something I trend towards. I don't say that I'm a people pleaser anymore, because I feel like God has really helped me see it when I feel tempted to go into that mode and helped me have a different response. So again, there's not a one size fits all thing, but it really does go back to, a lot of times there was some sort of approval that happened in our childhood or in a role where it was of significance to us that determined our identity, where we had some sort of approval from a situation or a specific person. And so again, those patterns can be there. Those patterns can be established, and it just takes understanding what's under there. What is that need that really is needing to be fulfilled? I mean, sometimes with people pleasing, it's like, it could be a personality thing. Like, we just don't want to cause conflict. Like, we're just that kind of person. Like, maybe we saw a lot of conflict growing up. I mean, again, 1,000 situations could be why it could be happening, but this could be one. Okay. Maybe we had a lot of conflict growing up and we're like, I don't want to have any more of that. So it's just easier to just make someone happy and move forward. I mean, there could be all kinds of reasons. So it goes back to just beginning to see what some of those patterns are underneath and doing the best we can to ask the Lord to say, show me what this is and why it makes sense that I'm stuck in these patterns. Again, he's going to show us those things. And then what do I need to be able to heal from it and let it go and have a different response? That's where brain priming can be a great example of that, because things like people pleasing and perfectionism and performance, those are all, if we think of like the root questions of, am I loved? Am I worthy? And am I enough? That's like the root ball. Those are the kind of fruits that start to trickle off from the root ball as the plant grows up, so to speak. So if we don't want to just like attack the things up on top. We want to really dive down and go, what is that core soundtrack underneath all of that? And let's get healing for that. And then we'll start to see some of these patterns start to change.
Wonderful. I love it. I love that you are addressing that. Honestly, you're the first mindset coach for Christian women that I have interviewed that really talks about this in that depth. So you are in a niche market.
Thank you.
Women need this for sure. They definitely do. So let's switch gears a little bit. Okay. Now that we know it's all of our emotions' fault.
No, I'm kidding.
You do some freelance writing. So tell us about some of your topics and where we can find your articles out there.
Yeah. So I write for Crosswalk. That's probably the main one that I write for. I've written for I Believe. I write for KHCB. My podcast is on there. And a lot of these same topics that we're talking about today, managing emotions and dealing with feeling enough in Christ, even though we don't necessarily feel it. How do we get past that? So a lot of the same things that we've been talking about, and you can find any of those kind of articles there on any of those sites.
And tell us, what have you got besides your book coming out in the fall, which we definitely want to make sure we can get a copy of that. What else have you got coming up? Any speaking engagements? What's going on?
Thank you. So I am opening up, I'm not sure when this episode will go live, but I am opening up a group coaching program that I have for new members. It's the program is called Onward and Upward Group Coaching. And so this is an interesting program in that the mindset makeover deals with those of us who are stuck in a lot of those patterns of perfectionism, people pleasing, things like that. Onward and Upward is more like, okay, not that we're ever perfect before the Lord, right? But we are now at a place where we're like, I feel like I've been released from some of that. And now I'm like, God, what's next for me? What is the dream that you have put in my heart? Or I'm going through a new season. Who am I in this new season? I'm now in an empty nest kind of situation, or I'm going through a separation. I mean, all these things that happen in our lives that make us ask, who am I now? And the changes we need to make. So in that group coaching program, we talk about obstacles that keep us from making changes. And there's a ton of mindset work around getting through those obstacles and limiting beliefs. Of course, a lot of the stuff we talked about, fear and the inner critic comes up a lot, imposter syndrome, things that are just like, I know that I'm supposed to do this, but why is it that I keep making excuses around it? Or why is it that I can't follow through? And so this is a really great atmosphere to not only work one-on-one with a coach, but every month we talk about these topics as a group, and I teach on it, and we have Bible that's part of it, like a Bible study. And then we also have a Voxer thread. So I'm not sure if you're familiar with Voxer, but it's an app on your phone where you can just press a button and talk into it like a walkie-talkie. And so we have threads of ladies who are in a pod, so to speak. And then you're also able to have conversations with me throughout the week as you're going through things or dealing with things and need encouragement or direction. So it's a really great way to get accountability, to get encouragement, to keep moving forward towards those things that you know you're just called to do, anything and everything from losing weight to, you know, needing to be more consistent in how you show up in your job or show up in a ministry, whatever it is. That's what Onward and Upward does. So yeah, we're opening that up in April, and we're having people apply now so they can go to vibrantchristianliving.com/coaching to apply if that's something that's interesting to your listeners.
That is wonderful. Yeah. No, we'll definitely put that in the show notes too, so that they can, and this will go in March. So it'll be plenty of time to join. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Awesome. Okay. So last but not least, I definitely want you to share about your course, your Christian Mindset Makeover. I know you've talked about it a couple of times, but it sounds wonderful, because I think a lot of times, especially older women, kind of get stuck or still or complacent, you know, where they're at. They're doing the women's group, or they're doing, you know, it's just like robot. Like you said, we're in our robot brain just doing, we're not really feeling that anointing or that spirit of the Lord coming upon us so that we can share to others. So tell us about that Christian Mindset Makeover.
Yeah, thank you. So the Christian Mindset Makeover is it's a 9-module course. It's kind of a hybrid course in that there is a DIY component where you can go at your own pace through the material that we have, these 9-week parts. And then it's also a live interaction with me for 16 weeks. So you have forever access to all the teaching. You can go at your own pace, but for 16 weeks, and you can extend it if you need to, but 16 weeks, you are able to interact with me through 2 live calls a month and really have somebody who can help you process what you're thinking in real time as you're going through all of this stuff. We have a Facebook group that's part of it. And then also you have me to help you with brain priming, which is what we do in the 5th module or week 5. So the first 4 weeks of the Mindset Makeover are really understanding and getting to the root of what those soundtracks are. How has our brain answered those questions? I'm enough, I'm loved, and am I worthy? How has it answered those? How has that affected how we view God, how we view ourselves, how we view his ability to show up in our life, how we surrender, how we, you know, all the things. How is that affected? And there's all kinds of exercises to get to the root of that. And then in week five, we put together the brain priming and you work with me one-on-one again to kind of sort that out and you begin brain priming that process. And so for the final week, 6 through 9, those are, okay, so now as we're changing our brain from the inside out, right, in this area, what are the other things that we can do around us to support it? What are the boundaries that we need to set? How can self-care be a part of it? What are the other little ongoing thoughts that might be kind of attacking it and trying to break it down? So we addressed all of those things, even talking about how can we prime our brain for happy thoughts? How can we think more about those things and gratitude and things like that to help this new soundtrack that you're creating even be stronger? So it's the first 5 weeks is getting the soundtrack figured out, what's toxic there and what do you really need individually to be able to find that healing? And then the last part is, as you're making those changes for those 64 days, as you're doing that, what are other ways you can keep that soundtrack healthy, the new healthy soundtrack? So yeah, that is, there's actually a free training that I offer about that. So if the ladies want to learn more about that whole process and specifically about brain priming, because it's so unique. It's not just memorize this Bible verse and hope that things change. And again, I hope you hear that I'm not saying anything. The Bible is the supreme word of God, right? That's our answer. Yes. But it's just getting that in our head, getting that past all the chaos that's been put in there. That's what we're trying to do in this. So the free training I have is called Break Free from Feeling Never Enough. And it is something you can go to at vibrantchristianliving.com/mind. And you'll learn more about the makeover. You learn more about brain priming. You learn more about how our brains get stuck in these ideas of believing the truth, but not sitting in it, you know, like, why are we having this these questions in our head? So anyway, you can find all of that at vibrantchristianliving.com/mind. So yeah, I would love for them to join me in that free training.
Wonderful. Well, I'll include all that in our show notes because I feel like that would really help people.
Yeah. Thank you.
It's like you said, break free from you are enough. I mean, that is my podcast, Real Heart Talk, You Are Enough. But even when I say that, people hear you are not enough, because that's how they feel, Alicia, Michelle. They feel like they're not enough.
Yeah, it's filtering through that. And that's the thing is, we all know that God says we're good and God says we're forgiven. We know these things, but then why aren't we living from them? That is the question. And that's because there are things in there that are filtering it. That subconscious mind is going to win over the logical mind every time, especially in times of stress. So it's like, we can think it and know it to be logically true, but we're not believing it until those things are in line. And that's what is so awesome. When women can find that freedom, it's just, they're unstoppable for Christ. It's so awesome to see it happen.
Exactly. Because sometimes even it's not bad that you've been a Christian all these years and you feel this way, you know, I mean, we are going through change all the time.
Absolutely.
I just turned 60 this year. Oh, and it's her birthday, everybody. Happy birthday, Michelle.
It's my birthday today.
So they're going through it and you're not a bad person. It's just as you are going through life, you have to grow in your faith, grow in the word, and just dive deeper. Yeah, because all that it's how we're built, right? We're built to last, but we have to learn how to last using the word, you know, standing in Christ, standing on faith.
And seeing those things that are getting in the way of believing it, you know, like stuff happens all the time. Just like our bodies are breaking down, or maybe we get in an accident and we hurt our back. Well, we have to have the healing for the back before we can walk the way we used to, you know, it's just, So our bodies are always changing because we're going through life and things are always happening to us. So it's normal. Yeah.
And what I was going to say too, is that if you don't have your own faith and belief, borrow from somebody, you know, they tell us that all the time in the business, entrepreneurial world, just borrow from somebody's belief if you don't believe in yourself, and eventually you will. But you can definitely borrow from faith. Like, there's plenty of women leaders out there in faith. Joyce Myers, Beth Moore, you know, Terry Seville Foy, you, Lisa Michelle, you know, we have plenty of faith leaders, the women of faith. So it's there for you. Anybody listen, it's there for you. And you just have to reach out. You have to make a decision and commit that you want better for your life. You want what God has for you, because you are a blessed child and he wants everything for you. Is yes and amen. You're the only one telling yourself no, he's not.
It's
So we have to say that. Yes and amen.
Yes.
Well, any final words for our listeners? And then definitely tell us where, I know you've told us your website a couple of times, but your contact information, but any final words, Alicia Michelle?
Yeah. Thank you so much for being willing to talk about these topics in a vulnerable way. I think that we don't talk enough and recognize enough that we can struggle with things like perfectionism and people pleasing. And I appreciate what you're doing to say to women, like, you can get past this, that there is hope on the other side. So just first to say that, and I just want to second that there, I work with women who are in their 70s. I work with women who are in their 30s. Like, there are different stages. We have different things that may come up. They may be things that have been there since childhood, but they may be something recent. You know, there was a one of my clients who recently, you know, who lost a child, and like that affects how she shows up with the Lord. I mean, she didn't realize that, you know, it had been like 5 years, and it's like, yes, but there's things that, you know, when God asks you to trust him again, there might be subconsciously like this, I'm not sure if I can trust God, you know? So just know that we're constantly having an opportunity to grow in Christ, and that there are ways to use how he made our mind with the Bible together to get that healing. That's what we're, what we're doing. And that's what's awesome to see. And so, and that sometimes getting to things like confidence and peace and joy takes going through these things. It's not like we just kind of talk ourselves into it and close our ears and just say, I'm going to be confident, or I'm going to have peace. It's like, no, we have to deal with it. We have to have bravery to address the things underneath. And so I would love to be able to help any woman who's like, okay, I'm tired of running. I'm ready to just get some relief here from these things. Yeah. Check out that free training. You can find that at vibrantchristianliving.com/mind. Like I said, you can find all of the things at my site there. The coaching, like I was talking about, same thing, vibrantchristianliving.com/coaching. I'm on Instagram. It's at Alicia Michelle Coach. And the podcast is called The Christian Mindset Coach. So I would love to connect with you in any of those places.
Thank you so much, Alicia Michelle. You are definitely going to help a lot of our listeners.
Thank you.
Please reach out to her, especially for the free training. I will post that on the website, on the show notes as well. So I'm so happy that everyone tuning in today, this is a real treat, a real treat. Thank you so much. She's coming all the way from the West Coast, y'all.
Yes, I am. Thank you so much for having me.
Yes, you're so welcome. And thank you, listeners, today. Remember, you are enough, and just talk to someone and take action. And stay tuned for our next episode.
Thank you for joining us today on the 360 Network for Women and Real Heart Talk podcast. We're so happy you could join, and hope you stay tuned for the next episode.